Welcome to episode 8 of This One's For the Working Mama, bringing you the right type of distraction for your daily commute. Join in the movement of working moms who own their choice to work and strive to achieve a life with their soul on fire. Make a conscious effort to fill your daily drive with truth and wisdom that can abolish the working mom guilt for good. And find community. I'm Katie Alexander, and this is your 8-Minute Devotion. This episode is sponsored by This One's For the Working Mama book. If you want more of the working mama and practical tips and guidance to balance your home and work while living a purposeful life, this book is for you. Purchase your copy on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Episode 8, Is It Enough to Hear? The self-help personal development industry generated $9.9 billion in revenue in 2018, and one of the most rising professions of that year was the role of being a personal or business coach. The average U.S. coach makes $62,000 a year. The total U.S. self-improvement market grew by 4.6%. With all of these resources available to us, and so many of them consumed, based on the numbers, wouldn't you expect the growth to stop or slow down somewhere along the way? Wouldn't a strong return on investment in these programs, books, webinars, coaching services, indicate the kind of growth where we finally get it without having to keep purchasing it? Is it a scam? Something meant as a teaser to make you have to keep going in search of the actual answer? Or is the problem that we hear or we read, but we aren't really listening or digesting the words? Or perhaps the information we seek to fill a void or point us on a path isn't the right kind of truth, so it'll never truly satisfy. Now, I'm not knocking this industry. In fact, I just launched a book that many, including my publisher, would consider part of this category. I've also found myself on the consuming side of any book that promises to simplify my life, bring order to my chaos, improve my parenting, or strengthen my marriage. I've got countless books of these categories. But these books have one fundamental truth in common. They point me back to the ultimate truth. They draw their wisdom from the source that never fails and stands as true today, thousands of years later, as the day it was written. Even with that type of source and foundation, I can still listen without really hearing. I can sit through a podcast, an audiobook, or a sermon and nod my head in agreement. And minutes later, forget what it was about. I can read a passage on patience only to lose it completely when my kids push my buttons. I can follow a devotional plan on putting God first in my work only to rely on my own strength and then come up exhausted. Why? Because I don't believe it's enough to just hear it. We can stop the searching and spending on resources to correct the areas of our life we feel are lacking if we just find a few and allow ourselves to really digest and apply them. Have you ever read the same book twice or completed the same devotional book more than once and found that it seems like you're reading it for the first time? Perhaps we need to pull out some of the things we've read before and go through them again. This is where I think journaling has such a big impact. When we ingest the information first, process it, and then output it in our own words, we're going to go through a three-part process to make sure we heard it, understood it, and applied it to make a change and a difference. Proverbs 8 takes us back to the discussion on wisdom, and before we begin today's reading, I thought we should look at the definition of the word. According to Webster's Dictionary, wisdom is a noun, and it means the state or quality of being wise. Well, that really helps. So what is wise? It is knowledge of what is true or right, coupled by just judgment as to action. So let's sum that up. Wisdom is knowing, and it is applying the truth in action. So let's get some truth. Today we turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Wisdom calls for hearing, and we're going to look at verses 5 through 10. You simple people, use good judgment. You foolish people, show some understanding. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right, for I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome. There is nothing devious or crooked in it. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those with knowledge. Choose my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than pure gold. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies, and nothing you can desire can compare with it. In Proverbs 8, the author personifies wisdom to speak directly to you. Seeking wisdom from the truth in God's word can give you understanding for your daily living. It can set you on the right path when you are faced with trials, temptations, sadness, heartache, and joy. Wisdom allows you to understand the character of God, to know him with intimacy, so when life happens, you can understand who he is and how he will show up for you. Because I don't want to just leave you with words you only hear and still may not connect with, I want to tell you how this practically applied in my life. I built a foundation of wisdom by spending time in God's word and understanding his character. I learned that his most prominent trait is love. And out of love, he has made provisions for me to feel something different than what my human motions would drive if left to their own devices. It is because of my true knowledge and understanding of God that I have been able to face loss, hard times, anxiety, depression, miscarriage, a season of marital trials, parenting struggles, career failures, friendship betrayal, and a slew of other disappointments of this fallen world with an unexplainable peace and a gratitude. I know God is love. I know that sin is what separates us from him, and that we live in a world that is riddled with sin. So when I encounter trials, I know this is not God's punishment or wrath or God forgetting about me. But in those trials, I can find and feel his perfect love that casts out any fear of what this world holds. So finish strong today and read through the rest of Proverbs 8. A deeper understanding of the role of wisdom just might be enough to create a longing in your own heart to know the character of God in a new way. Thanks for following along on episode 8. To be included in all the upcoming episodes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you want. Or give it a quick rating, which helps it be available to more mamas just like you. Stick with me, and we will continue with these 31 days in the Proverbs. You won't be disappointed.